Moving on now. The United States has accused Russia of breaching the Intermediate Range in Nuclear Forces Treaty, threatening to pull out of the deal in 2 months.
The United States today declares it has found Russia in material breach of the treaty and will suspend our obligations as a remedy effective in 60 days unless Russia returns to full and verifiable compliance. Its range makes it a direct menace to Europe.
Mike Pompeo said Washington has repeatedly warned Russia about the consequences of non-compliance with the INF since 2013. He stressed that the U.S. has remained committed to the treaty despite what he called flagrant violations by Moscow. He said it is necessary to confront Russia, adding that Moscow has been breaching the treaty with its missile tests since the mid-2000s. Meanwhile, the NATO chief has warned that time is running out for Russia to comply with the missile treaty.
They have a last chance to show and demonstrate in a verifiable way that they comply with the treaty. But we also have to prepare for a world without the treaty. And that's exactly.
Jens Stoltenberg said it is now up to Russia to save the treaty. He stressed that Russia's new missile system, SSC-8, violates the INF. However, Stoltenberg stressed that NATO is not after confrontation with Moscow. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman has rejected these allegations. Maria Zakharova says Russia scrupulously abides by the provisions of the treaty, adding that Washington is fully aware of Moscow's compliance. In recent years, the U.S. and Russia have repeatedly accused each other of breaching the agreement. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of the Culture Wars Online magazine. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us once again on Press TV's Top 5. Now, what do you make of this, of these comments that have been made?
Well, you have to go back to the beginning, and the beginning was 1987, where the SS-20 was perceived as a threat to Western Europe, and Reagan and Gorbachev negotiated the destruction of about 2,000 missiles. That inaugurated an era of collaboration. 4 years later, the Soviet Union collapsed, and everyone was happy with that, including some Russians. But then since that time, the United States has simply betrayed every promise that it made, broken every promise that it made. The culmination of it came in 2002, when George W. Bush pulled out of the anti-ballistic missile treaty. And at that point, the Russians woke up to the fact that they could not trust the United States anymore. Putin said this in a speech that he made in March. He also said they had new missiles that no one could stop. And at that point, the whole situation broke down. Now, whether it can be fixed, is a question of trust on both sides, and I don't see any trust here on one side or the other.
So what do you see as the future for the INF?
I don't see any future for it. The United States is determined to pull out because it perceives that there's a threat in China. It wants to start deploying missiles that it cannot deploy because China has simply closed off the airspace to a range of about 2,100 miles from the Chinese coast, which now renders the entire aircraft carrier fleet obsolete. So they need to counter that, and I think that's the main reason why they're doing it. The second reason, I believe, is that they want to hold European nations hostage. They've already started that process by putting the Aegis missile system in Romania and Poland. They will continue to do this. As soon as you have these missiles on their soil, they become hostage to the United States because they become targets for Russian missiles.
Thank you very much for joining us live from Indiana, Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine.